Sunday morning, Father's calling. Do 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 do. Every Sunday's Father's Day.
What the fuck? That was pretty good, right?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Call Her Daddy. It's Alex, and something is in the air. Everything is funny to me right now, and it's not funny. Like, even if something really fucked up happened, I would be laughing. I can't figure out if it's because I'm, like, sleep deprived. Last night, Matt and I laid in bed until I would say 2:30, 3 a.m., and we could not stop talking. And this is like a big deal for Matt and I because Matt, like the traitor he is constantly, the minute his head hits the pillow, snores out, he's gone like a light. And I actually need to know this. Is this a man versus woman thing where it's like the minute my head hits the pillow, mental warfare, all of the things begin. I'm like, oh my God, what is my 5-year plan? And like, oh my God, like, what will my third baby's name be? Oh my God, I haven't texted that girl from college that I wanted to reconnect with. And oh my God, like, I really should order this thing off of Amazon because I know that that nail is going to chip and I need to use the cuticle oil, but I don't own cuticle oil. So I need to own the cuticle oil. So I need to go on Amazon. Oh my God, then I'm on Amazon at 3 a.m. and I'm like, oh my God, I need a white bikini. Oh my God, this pattern one is so cute. Oh my God, I needed sandals. Wait, the drawer that I needed to put in my bathroom to organize my perfumes, boom, purchase. Like, no matter how tired I am, most nights I lay my head to rest, and instead of resting, it's just the beginning of my mind circulating with every possible angle that I can go in my life. And Matt, the actual frustration when I look at that motherfucker and he rests his head down, I'm like, okay, so Matt, are you, Matt, you're already asleep? And I'll whack him with the pillow. And he's like, Alex, just because I can fall asleep and you can't doesn't mean you have to destroy my sleep. And I'm like, I'm sorry, we're about to get married. In no shape or form, if I'm struggling, you're coming down with me, baby. We're going down the drain together. If I fucking sink, you sink. However, if I fall asleep first, fuck right off. Suffer in silence, you little piece of shit, okay? And so the point is Matt is always falling asleep so easily. And so last night, I don't know what got into him, but we're laying in bed together. And I will admit, sometimes I try to like sneakily rile him up. Like if we're talking for a little longer than normal, and I would usually be like, oh, he's going to fall asleep soon. And he hasn't. Instead of acknowledging it, I'm like so excited, but I don't, it's like, I'm trying to think of a good analogy. Someone's doing something that they never do for you. You're not going to be like, wow, look at you doing it. You're going to let them finish the task. And then you're going to be like, I'm so shocked you did that. Because you want them to finish the task. That's me with Matt when he is not falling asleep. There's something in me that just like was rejoicing. And so I kept talking and I kept talking and he kept responding and he wasn't snoring. And I'm like, this is the best time of my life.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. Do you ever find yourself looking at your full wardrobe, but still feeling like you got nothing to wear? Well, gather around, Daddy Gang. Saks.com. You're going to find instant inspiration for that date night, for that impromptu vacation, okay? Maybe you need a new dress because one of your friends is getting married soon, okay? So if you're looking for a new style or want to build a better relationship with your closet, then head to Saks.com to shop for everything on your agenda. This episode is brought to you by Curology. If you have particular skincare challenges, it can be really frustrating to waste time and money on products that just are absolutely not formulated for you. That is why I'm so excited to recommend Curology. I have personally struggled with acne my whole life, and I'll look at someone on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram and be like, should I buy those products? No, I do not have the same skin as them, so I should not be treating it the same. Curology's personalized prescriptions are formulated to treat your individual skin needs, from acne to the earliest signs of aging. All you have to do is go online, take a quick quiz, and you will be connected to a licensed dermatology provider that will create a custom formula based on your skincare needs. If you're ready to start your skincare journey and start seeing results, here is a special offer just for you. Visit Curology.com/callherdaddy for a special offer. That's Curology, Curology.com/callherdaddy. Offer applies only to your first box, subject to consultation, new subscribers only, subscription required.
But something that Matt brought up that I was thinking about, and it made me really, I really wanted to bring this up, because the other day Matt went to this get together with a bunch of his guy friends, and some of the guy friends he didn't really know, but it was like a friend of a friend and everyone was coming together. And Matt came home and he was like, this is such a weird, strange thing, but I want to bring this up because I never want to get to this point in our relationship and our marriage. And I was like, what? And he said, when I was with all of these guys, a lot of the men were like, oh my fucking God, like I need to get away from my wife and my kids. Or like, I just need to get away from my wife. Like I need some, oh, like I need to get away. Like I'm so stressed and like I need some guy time. And like, and Matt was like, it made me really sad that I totally understand everyone needs time with their friends. Matt was like, I get it. Like, of course I want guy time. I want to go golf. I want to whatever. But he was like, but there's no need to put down your wife and your kids or your family or your partner in the same sentence. Like, of course, it's really healthy to have a relationship outside of your partner. But he was like, I was just overwhelmed by how all of these guys were just like, fuck, like I need time away from the wife. Like, why do you need to put it that way? Why can't you be like, oh, I'm so excited. I've been so stressed with work, so much going on. Can't wait to hang out with the guys. Like it's, and I feel like I've seen it everywhere. Like when I look back at some of even like the men growing up, like around me, like some of the dads growing up around me, like I feel so happy and fortunate. Like I never saw my father talk that way about my mother of like, I got to get away from her. And it makes me obviously happy that like I chose a partner that's like, I never want to like, I would never say that. But it just made me think, Daddy Gang, like, I want to be really clear. This is not saying that your partner should not want to spend time with their friends and to like have some independence and alone time away from their partner. That's not what I'm saying. It's the fact that people feel the need to put down their partner and put down their life at home and use that as the excuse as to why they're so excited for their friend time. Like, it's so sad. And then I sit here and I'm like, I feel like I've heard so many people say this before. And I agree with Matt. I never want to get to that point in my relationship. And I can imagine people will be like, girl, wait till you're 40 years into a marriage. You're going to be like, I need to get the fuck away from my husband. I don't know. Again, I know I've talked about it before. I feel really fortunate that I watched my parents growing up have a really healthy relationship. But like, I have never seen my mom or my dad be like, get me away from him. Like, of course, my mom would be like, oh, he's being so annoying. But it's never like, oh, like I need time away from that person. Like, I just feel like if you feel that way, there's such a larger issue. And when I look back at my previous relationships, oh my God, I would like text Lauren, I would text Kristen, I would text Jackie being like, I need a girl's weekend, I need to get away from him, because it was toxic and I wasn't feeling good about myself, or I wasn't fully being myself in that relationship. And so I think these men, it's like they're playing these roles with like their wife, and they're looking at their wife and they're just like, oh, like no fun, not like, don't want to be around her. And like that to me is terrifying. I would be so depressed if I found out that my husband was walking into rooms being like, Jesus fucking Christ, like I can't take the wife this week. I need to get the fuck away from my kids. Like, what? I mean, write into me, Daddy Gang, if you've heard this or experienced this too. But when Matt said it to me, it just kind of like a light bulb went off of like, it's really toxic, I think. I think it's really unhealthy. Okay, so we're going to do a little thing that I like to call go to France and have a little question.
We haven't gone to France in quite a while. I guess we should go to France in order to get a little something I like to call a question.
We're going to fucking France. Let's do questions. Here we fucking go. You guys have written in a lot of good questions recently. I feel like you guys have been really on your grind, and I've kind of just been giving deadbeat dad. So let me really turn this motherfucker around and let me answer some of your questions, okay? Your problems are my problems. Oh my God. I have been feeling really insecure about trying new things in the bedroom with my boyfriend because I don't bleach my asshole and I don't want him to be grossed out. Do guys expect that from you? Babe, I don't bleach my asshole. Should Matt be grossed out? Like, where? Okay, my only issue with this question is like, it makes me feel like he's said something to you in the past that would make you feel like your asshole is gross. I have never had a man complain about my asshole. If anything, I've like swatted them away and be like, please, for the love of God, like, let's stick to the vagina tonight. But I think if maybe this is coming from a place where your boyfriend maybe has made a comment about your asshole not being bleached, I bet he doesn't bleach his asshole. So I always think this way. If they're not doing it, why should we have to do it? You know, babe, I think you got to get out of your head. And if your boyfriend is ever making you feel insecure about the natural color of something on your body, it's time to break up with him. My boyfriend's success rate in the bedroom has taken a hit. He only gets me off like 40% of the time now. It's gotten so bad, I've started watching porn when he's gone just to get off. I think it's so hot when guys are assertive and a little dominant and take the lead. But lately, he's been so passive. I've tried to hint at trying new things or introducing toys, but he isn't taking the bait. I've also been pretty clear that I'm not really coming every time. And while he feels bad, he still isn't doing anything about it. How do I get him to step it up? Okay, so I feel like here's the thing. Not to ever, ever, ever support a man blindly, but it is really the blind leading the blind when it comes to the penises and them downstairs in our region, you know? And I feel like even you saying like, you know, I've tried to like kind of hint. No, there's no hinting. There's no hinting when it comes to men. Men need an instruction manual. Women are able to read the cues, to read the room, to, you know, read through the lines. Men need a fucking start to finish, step one through step fucking 10. And I know it must be annoying, but I do think it's like, if you are watching porn while he's gone and you have told him you're not coming, I think the next time that you have sex, be like, babe, I've missed you so much. I'm so excited. I love you. Let's have sex. And then be like, I've wanted to like start watching porn. Like, this has been getting me off while you're gone. Like, I want to incorporate it into the bedroom. It feels as though he's probably like, it's like a dog with this tail between his legs right now. He's feeling insecure. He's feeling inferior and he knows he's not doing the job. So you know what? What have we been taught, ladies? When a man can't do something, you can do it probably already fucking better and just do it yourself, okay? I think it's like, you gotta just get your momentum back in the bedroom, even if it's you taking charge. Pull up the fucking porn, live stream it on fucking TV, watch it on the TV with him, get your vibrator out, start doing your dance, start doing your song and dance on your clit, whatever it takes. I think sometimes we're too generous with men in terms of how kind we are when it comes to the bedroom. From my experience, like, men are not that kind when it comes to like saying if they're not pleased or not, right? Like, they'll make either like an inappropriate comment to you at dinner, like, well, yeah, you're not even fucking me, or yeah, that blah blah blah. Like, they have no shame to speak up when they're not getting their nut. And the most time, it is annoying, but we know most time men just get their nut and they black out and they don't even pay attention to you. If they're just having a hard time getting off, they can just black out and get it done. So we kind of got to take a page from a man's book, like, black out and get it done yourself. And even if he's than feeling inferior, then you can say, babe, I love you so much. I've kind of shared with you I'm having a hard time getting off. I just want you to work with me. And there's some things that work for me when I'm masturbating alone that I think we just need to incorporate into the bedroom. Whenever you are not satisfied, a lot of times, I'm not saying that you shouldn't rely on your partner, but sometimes you actually have to take things into your own hands. And I think when it comes to your own orgasm, of course, it's important that your partner can get you off. But I've done things in moments where, like, Matt knows there are certain times of the month where, like, I really like certain different positions. Like, if I'm on my period, I like it this way. If I'm not on my period, I like it this way. If I'm PMSing, I like it this way. But it's because I've taught the man. I've literally been like, he'll be like, let's do this. And I will say to Matt in the middle of switching positions, I'll be like, no, do this. And he's immediately like, fall in line and just does it. So I think you need to get a little bit more specific and take charge and kind of stop like hinting and hoping. Just fucking do it.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. Do you ever find yourself looking at your full wardrobe, but still feeling like you got nothing to wear? Well, gather around, Daddy Gang. Saks.com. You're going to find instant inspiration for that date night, for that impromptu vacation, okay? Maybe you need a new dress because one of your friends is getting married soon, okay? So if you're looking for a new style or want to build a better relationship with your closet, then head to Saks.com to shop for everything on your agenda. This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Daddy Gang, what are your plans for the summer? I want to probably sign up for a couple excursions with Matt, really put myself out there, do something I don't usually do. But when you want something, you got to just go for it. And that applies when you're hiring for your business. ZipRecruiter can help you snag the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And luckily, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/daddy. Got your eye on a rock star candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter, Daddy Gang, and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/daddy to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/daddy. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
I was with my ex-boyfriend for 8 months, and honestly, everything was great. We barely fought and seemed to be on the same page about everything until the topic of children came up. He told me he didn't know if he could ever be a dad, which freaked me out because I know I want to be a mom one day. We ultimately broke up because we realized we weren't as aligned as we thought we were on some of the bigger issues. Now, I'm totally questioning my approach to dating. I know you shouldn't have huge conversations about the future early on into a relationship, but when is the right time to talk about stuff like marriage or kids? I don't want to come off like a freak, but I also really don't want to waste my time anymore. Please help. Such a good question. Listen, there's in my brain always two ways to do something. It's either so immediate or read the room in timing once you have gauged a relationship with someone. So what I mean by that is, a lot of times back in the day when I would go on first dates, I would joke about things in a way that I'm trying to get an answer for, but obviously I'm doing it in a funny way that like is gonna get me my answer, but it's not coming across like I'm being clingy psycho bitch, like, I just met you, Jeremy, and I wanna have your fucking babies. What I will say to that though, and like I'm trying to think of like a good example of how I would do that, I would say something along the lines, if he's like, we're drinking and we're hanging out And I would say something like, oh my God, like, how many siblings do you have? And he would say like, oh, I'm an only child. And then I could say something like, oh my God, would you ever want to have just one kid if you were having kids? Because I feel like sometimes only children can be freaks. I don't know. You're giving me like kind of serial killer vibes right now, John. And he'd be like, no. I know I want like more than two kids because I fucking hated being an only child. Boom. You just got a little fucking context. I know I want more than two kids. Again, I think I sometimes in my flirting will like lightly shit talk and then go back to flirting. If that's not your style and you don't feel like you could like make a chill enough joke and land the plane in that way, I totally get it. That may not be your style. So then don't do that. And be self-aware enough to know, because God forbid you're like, oh, you're a freak. You're an only fucking child. Do you want more than one kid? And then he's like, okay, you're an asshole. Like, just read the room. If you can be like a little punny and funny, yes, take that approach. If you are like, that is so not my style, Alex, I'm like not making jokes like that on a date, totally great. Fine. So then what I would say is you can say something along the lines of like, if you're doing it on the first date, again, to be chill, you could say something like, how many siblings do you have? And be like, and if he again says like, oh, I have five, and be like, oh, that's so interesting. Like, do you want a big family one day? Or was that like such chaos, like growing up in that house? Like, do you see how I'm like, you're making it chill. You're relating it to something that they've went through of like, oh, cool. Like you have five. Oh my God, you have five siblings. Like, would you even want that many kids? That's like cheaper by the dozen. Like that's, I feel like that's so many. Cause I have two siblings and it's already so much. Like, and you know what I mean? Like being chill again, someone could say you could be super direct. And I don't hate that approach. I just think, here is my opinion. I personally would never ask someone how many, if they want kids on the first date, because I don't even know if I like you on the first date, is my personal opinion. Like, I would never ask a guy that just because I'm like, I need to even see if I want to fucking watch you down another steak in 48 hours. Cause I may get home and be like, I fucking hate that guy. That was an ick. Ew. And I don't really care if he wants kids or not. So I would say if you wait a little bit, I don't think you're wasting your time if you go on four dates. Okay. And by the fourth date, then you could maybe say like, oh, like tell me about your family. Like, when naturally I would say when their family comes up is a way for you to not awkwardly be like, do you want kids? Do you want fucking kids? And again, I know some people would disagree with me and be like, oh, I would just say like, hey, listen, I'm dating and I know I'm like getting more to that point in my life where I'm thinking about having a family. And like, I don't, when I say that, not to be a dick, but like, I'm not looking at you being like, have my babies with me. I'm more so just trying to gauge like, is that something you're even interested in? Because like, I don't really want to waste each other's time. You can totally, totally do that. I think if you're doing that like 10 dates in, that's totally appropriate. But I think just on the first date, be self-aware enough to know like you can't even know if you like him. So why the fuck do you care if he wants kids? First, figure out if you even like the man. You know what I mean? But yeah. And then I think if you want to be really direct, there's a non-creepy, crazy way to do it. Like I just said, like, hey, this is always my go-to. When something is awkward, call it out. This is my least favorite topic, but I do just need to say it so that like I can leave this date and like know I asked you, because I don't want to be a freak, but like I am looking at some point, not tomorrow, but like of course, like I want to have a family one day. And I feel like I've dated guys in the past that are not interested in having kids, and I totally respect that, but I just wanted to gauge from you, like with me or another woman one day, are you thinking like that's something you're looking for, just so I can kind of gauge.
This episode is brought to you by new Garnier Fructis hair filler with vitamin C, G. Many things can damage your hair, like heat styling and bleaching, but the all new Garnier Fructis hair filler systems can reverse up to 1 year of damage to your hair smoothness in just one use, giving you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage. And all Garnier products are approved by Cruelty Free International, under the Leaping Bunny program. New Garnier Fructis hair filler, pre-shampoo, shampoo, conditioner, and serum are available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores. Learn more at GarnierUSA.com. This episode is brought to you by Corona, the official cerveza of La Vida Más Fina, aka The Fine Life. If there is one thing the Daddy Gang knows how to do, it's live the fine life. I'm talking rooftop parties in the city, weekend getaways, long summer lunches that stretch from midday till the sun goes down. Corona brings relaxing, refreshing vibes to every occasion. Get yours today at ordercorona.com. Drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, next. Hi, Daddy. I just broke up with my long-term boyfriend because I started to spiral about the fact that I've never really had the chance to be single. We ended on great terms and decided to try being friends with benefits while I explore meeting other people. I still love my ex and I totally see a future with him, but I also really want to live in the moment and have new experiences now. On paper, it seems like everything worked out perfectly for me. I get to stay close with my ex and I get to date other people, but I'm scared this is a recipe for disaster and someone is going to get their feelings hurt. Do you think this can work? Can I make a mistake? This is a great, great question. And I actually think there is something really healthy about what you're doing right now. Number one, I want to commend you because the amount of people that write in freaking out saying like, I have only been with my boyfriend. I do love him so much, but I also like, I want to live a little and I do want to have a single phase. And I do want to just see what else is out there. Not that I don't love my boyfriend, but because it's like, I haven't lived. Like, again, it's so hard to be a human being and to find something incredible. And I empathize with everyone going through this. Like, I can't imagine finding essentially what you can deem the love of your life at an early age. But naturally, as a human being, we crave experience and new beginnings, and we crave feelings with other people, and we crave connection, and we crave the feelings of the unknown, and you just like want to experience life. And it's like the same thing when you're like with your parents, but like you have to move on from your parents at some point when you're like going to college or you're going away or you're moving to a new city. Like at some point, if you've been with someone for so long from such a young age, developmentally, when you're growing, like you're going to naturally be like, ooh, like what else is out there? And that's normal. So the fact that you were able to end something with your ex and be like, I kind of want to go explore, I commend you, because I know a lot of people that like don't do that. And then they get married and then they're like, fuck my life. Like, I never had a hoe phase. I never got to go out. I never got to be single. Now all I can think about when I'm fucking masturbating is that. Or now all I can think about when I'm fucking sitting alone is that. And it doesn't mean you don't love your partner, but it is normal. Okay. So what I will say is this: I really do believe in breaking up with someone and you could find your way back to someone one day. Do I think it's likely? No, because I feel like if that really was potentially the love of your life, like, I don't know. I guess that's contradicting. Like, I know you want to have experiences, but at the same time, I think this is what you have to do. You have to focus on what your body and your mind are telling you in this moment. You want to experience life outside of this one partner that you've had. You want to meet people. You want to date. You want to have sex with other people. You want to be intimate with other people. You want to flirt with other people. You want to make out with people. Like, that's normal. And of course, feelings can get hurt. My advice to you would be, I think there is a healthy balance of not sharing so much if your ex is asking you things. Like, you guys could maybe have a rule, like when you're together, if you ever are hanging out, like we don't really need to talk about what we're doing outside of our own chill, like friends with benefit relationship. Because what I think what ends up happening, and this is where you're going to have to prepare yourself, is he's being chill. And then maybe one night you say like, sorry, I can't hang out. And he's like, why? And it's like, and you're going to probably say, because I'm going on a date. And I think that's healthy, to be honest. Like, he needs to know the reality is, yes, of course, you are dating and you're allowed to go date other people. But I think getting into too many details too often could really create this like animosity and divide. So I think like sparing details where you can. But I also will say this. you're kind of in the position of power right now, and I need you to prepare yourself because I've had this happen to me before. Right now, he's kind of following your lead and you guys are still hooking up. How are you going to feel when you ask him to hang out one night and he says, sorry, no, I'm going on a date with someone? So I personally think in order for you to actually get your full experience and lean into being single, I never think it's smart to have an ex around. I get it that you didn't end on bad terms. It's really hard to not just like have your person in your corner and be able to go to that safety net and go to that comfort. And after going on 5 bad dates, you get to run back to him and like have a little date night and have that familiarity. I so get it. But I think if you're really going to actually enjoy the uncomfortability and the perks and the lows and the highs of being single and dating, you're not going to get that full experience if your ex is around. And maybe you should just say like, hey, I love you so much. Don't say I love you so much. Oh my God, what? Just say, I appreciate that we have been able to find such an amicable balance of breaking up and not yelling and screaming and fighting. And I know there's such love there for each other, but I do think maybe it's healthier if we're not as active in the way that we talk. It doesn't mean we can't ever talk. If you want to text me and something's going on, of course text me. But like, I think you need to trim down the regularity of having this person in your life, because there's no fucking way then that if you're going to put yourself in these positions that you're like full 100% single, because you have your safety net right behind you. And I know it's really hard, but like, I have found, and I remember this one guy that I was talking to that was like always that guy that I would go back to. When I actually cut things off with him and I stopped using him as in the back of my head, like, oh, whatever, like I can just go back to him, it then kind of raised the stakes for me, and it made me more present on dates, and it made me more picky, and it made me feel more empowered of like, shit, like, no, I actually don't want to go on a second date with that guy. Not because I'm going to go run back to my ex, but because I sat by myself for the rest of the weekend and I thought a lot about how he made me feel and what that conversation made me feel, as opposed to, I'm sure there's some fucking nights where you finish a date and you're like running back to your ex and being like, oh, do you want to like cuddle and watch a movie tonight? It's not healthy. It's not making you feel the highs and lows of actually being single. And I know it doesn't feel that way in the moment to all the single daddy gang out there, but I'm telling you, like, some of the best parts of being single are the really, really low moments when you are crying, when you're finally realizing like, fuck, I'm going to start writing in a journal because I have so many emotions pouring out of me and I like cannot handle the weight of this emotional roller coaster. And I'm so exhausted and I'm so sick of meeting these people that don't fulfill me. And I'm so anxious of watching around me my friends find their person and I haven't found my person. Like, those are the moments I really felt like I found strength within myself and I found that I was able to rely on myself more. And like, there's no doubt, like, it's life. Going through hardships makes you see things in a better perspective. Like, you're not that I want you guys to fucking suffer, daddy gang, but you know what I mean? Like, if you just go along and you don't have any awkward dates or you don't have any, because you get to just what, run back to homeboy, it's not gonna be as impactful for you as an individual. You need to go on this journey alone. And if you end up back with him, if after a year of doing this, you miss him and you want to go back, then go back. But let yourself be free and let yourself actually throw yourself into the deep end of being single. And don't rely on anyone to catch you, because you need to, even if you fail, you want to catch yourself. You want to cry by yourself after these dates. Because I get, like I'm telling you, I can so see it. Sometimes when I would go on really awful dates in New York and I would call the guy that is like would be my safety net, I would, instead of crying, I would get home, I would quickly make like a late night snack after drinks, and I would go into my bedroom and I would FaceTime him. And instead of crying and sitting with my feelings, I would go to my safety net, and then he would make me smile and we would talk and I would forget about the date that I had. And it's like, no, sometimes you need to feel that pit in your stomach. Sometimes you need to feel so low when you're single. That is when you gain the best fucking relationship with yourself. And I also think that it gives you a false sense of your relationship with your ex. All of a sudden, he is becoming the savior. Love you, but like, there's a reason you ended it with him. there are clearly things missing in that relationship that you're craving and you're looking for through other people. So you also need to give yourself and your ex a chance to know, like, is that the love of your life? And are you going to go back to him? The only way you're going to find that out is if you, in a moment, go cold turkey and experience other people. And then you can recognize, yeah, no, he is my person. But he's going to start to look like fucking Prince Charming every time you go on a date with a dick and Brian's like, oh, wow, your tits look amazing. Or like, oh, yeah, are you going to split the bill with me even though I asked you on the fucking date? Or, oh, yeah, you can get a fucking Uber home. And he like drives himself home. Like, you know what I mean? It's like little things like that. Then your safety net's going to make you feel less upset about it. So, yeah, I get it. It's hard. But I think some of the hardest moments are when you end amicably with an ex. There's nothing more confusing and conflicting than ending with something with someone that you love. But sometimes it's better when you get hurt and fucked over because you're like, it's a clean break. I would give yourself the clean break so that you can move on and that you can actually give yourself a chance. Because what I feel like most of the time happens, and I know people hate to hear this, when you actually end something fully with that ex and you give yourself a chance to go out and date, sad reality is you're probably not going to go back to that person. And I know people watching, you may be like, no, we ended up getting back together in my high school. I feel like that's pretty rare. And I feel like it's so cute and it's such a good story. But I think when you meet people at a young age, you're such a different person. So give yourself that chance. You're clearly someone that's not wanting to stay with that high school sweetheart or college sweetheart. You are yearning for something different. Lean into it. Don't ever fucking do something half-assed. Like, nothing ever good comes out of doing something half in. Either you're all in or you're all out. And so I hope that gives you a little bit of motivation to get out there and explore and have fun and don't be too hard on yourself. So I love you, Daddy Gang. I hope this was helpful. And, you know, you don't need to bleach your asshole to be beautiful. So I hope this was helpful, Daddy Gang. I love you so much. This was so fun. Honestly, Sunday sessions, they just hit right, you know? I'm also building a new Sunday Sessions studio. I'm currently in like one of the rooms in my house, but I'm really, really excited. I hope in a couple weeks it will be done so I can show it to you guys. I just love things looking gorgeous, gorgeous for the girls. So Daddy Gang, look out for a new studio in a couple weeks. But Illy so much, and I will see you fuckers this Wednesday. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try DashPass by DoorDash. Daddy Gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. DashPass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month. So I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with DashPass. And new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.
Okay, real talk for a second, Daddy Gang. Sex is great. We know that, okay? But sex isn't always perfect. And if you have unprotected sex, you have the power to choose what's right for you in that moment. If not getting pregnant is the goal, Plan B emergency contraception is a great backup plan. Because listen, getting wild in the bedroom can be fun, but feeling out of control afterwards, not so fun. With Plan B, you can take control of your body and your future whenever you need a backup plan. It's important to remember to take Plan B as directed within 72 hours after unprotected sex, and keep in mind that the sooner you take it, the better it works. With Plan B, you've got this, and I've got you, Daddy Gang. With a special $10 coupon for your next Plan B, visit planbcoupon.com/daddy to get $10 off your next purchase. That's planbcoupon.com/daddy to get $10 off your next purchase.